Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Terrible. Just terrible.
Oh, sorry to hear that. What's the problem?
What isn't the problem? For starters, my pipes burst and ruined the drywall in my laundry room.
Ooh, not good.
And then, on my way to the hardware store, I rear-ended this guy. And when we tried to exchange insurance info, I realized my policy had expired.
Oops.
Along with my license.
Yikes.
God must really not like me very much today.
Is that what you think?
Well, it doesn't seem like he's doing me any favors.
Well, you're missing the point, Phil.
What point?
What else? The one we'll discuss on today's edition of Grace Walk. Author and speaker, Dr. Steve McVeigh.
When you're in the midst of trying circumstances, it often feels that God doesn't love you. But you know, we can still experience intimacy with God, even in our pain, by recognizing an important fact. Our circumstances are not an indication of how God feels about us. If we believe that our present situation in life is indicative of God's love for us, we'll become disheartened and wonder if God is absent when trouble comes. Paul spoke to the issue of how our troubles relate to God's love for us in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. He said, "For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." God's final word on how he feels about you is the finished work of Jesus on the cross, not whatever circumstances you may be facing at any given moment.
If you've been letting your circumstances get the best of your life, call Grace Walk at 1-800-472-2311 and ask for a free copy of Restoring the Joy. That's 1-800-472-2311. Or make your request online at gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.